you want to do it. He said, and that is, he said, when you come on, he said, come on, just stand there, you know. It's what we call dry. He said, like, come on and forget your lines. He said, and wait until you're certain that the whole audience has heard the voice of the prompter. He said, then carry on. He said, you won't get the murmur out of them then. Right, yeah. You know, the interest is survival. So I came on and just stood there and we heard from the prompter and they were as good as gold. And to be sure, it was sad to see him. Young grass knees of the cubs in the front row. So that's what I did. Did till the end of the week. I came on every night. Proper roundabout coat on there, eh? Forgot my lines, and that was fine. And after the last night was over, Margaret Sting, the leading lady, came up to me and she said, I just want to congratulate you on your performance, Ken. She said, we were all so worried about it at the beginning of the week, and then from somewhere you found such strength. Bernard Kelly said, I've got that with a few, one or two other items of props on that you might like, is it? Bernard got a letter, he got invited to join, and he raised things, of course, like the RDC and not Ted. I thought we'd be better off without Ted. I rang up Susan Littler, after this all broke, and I said, I'd like to take you for another dinner. She said. Anyway, I took her out to dinner, and I took along with me a whole envelope full of copies of all the letters that have gone out. Tell someone, at least. And I showed her them. She's horrified. She said, what are you doing with these? And I said, well, I didn't.